This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. WIP shipments from LANL to resume. After a nearly two-year hiatus, shipments of transuranic waste from Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, to the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP, are scheduled to resume on April 20th. Shipments were halted in October 2003 after it was discovered that LANL had shipped nearly 100 drums of waste to WIP that were not permitted to be disposed there. Only 71 shipments of waste have been transported from LANL to WIP thus far. Given that WIP opened more than 6 years ago, this averages to less than one shipment per month. Jack Elvinger of LANL said, quote, "It is going to be good to start shipping again so we can get rid of this stuff," end quote. WIP opened on March 26, 1999, after decades of political and community discussion. WIP is located in salt beds buried 2,150 feet deep near Carlsbad. It is permitted to receive plutonium-contaminated waste produced during nuclear weapons design and production. WIP has received 3,505 shipments of waste from seven DOE sites since its opening. Shipments from several facilities, including the Idaho National Laboratory and the Savannah River site, have been stopped through the years due to improper waste characterization and shipment. These facilities have had some of the highest shipping rates to WIP of any DOE site. DOE reports that in 2004, WIP received the highest number of shipments per calendar year thus far. DOE officials also noted that as shipping rates increased, so did the number of mistakes during waste characterization at other sites. Lloyd Piper of DOE's Carlsbad office said that the DOE's goal is to have no mistakes in shipping to WIP in 2005. Piper said shipments from LANL may increase to four per week by this summer. This would require few mistakes in waste characterization at LANL. It will take years to transport the 55,000 drums of transuranic waste at LANL to WIP. Thousands of these drums sit in fabric tents at Area G, LANL's radioactive waste disposal facility, and LANL continues to produce approximately one barrel of waste per day that are stored there. Area G, which is located at Technical Area 54, has been criticized by activists in recent years due to its potential impacts on public health and the environment. Much of the waste at Area G is stored in unlined pits and trenches, which may be compromising the groundwater under the Pajarito Plateau. Further, the Cerro Grande fire, which began 5 years ago on May 4th, came within feet of Area G. LANL may soon propose to expand Area G by 30 acres to store additional waste, which may begin in fall 2005. As a result, the Northern New Mexico Citizens Advisory Board, which advises DOE on environmental issues at LANL, will be hosting a public forum on Area G on May 3rd. Lorelei Novak of the board said, quote, "There are a lot of questions that surround Area G, and there are a lot of issues that we would like to get different opinions on," end quote. For more information about the forum, call 505-986-1973. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these or other nuclear safety issues, please visit our webpage at nuclearactive.org.